This is your Wātea English News. The Prime Minister has sacked Melissa Lee as Broadcasting Minister and moved her out of Cabinet. She retains responsibility for Economic Development, Ethnic Communities and Associate ACC. The former television producer has been under fire for her failure to respond to the collapse of News Hub and the shrinking of Television New Zealand's news and current affairs in the face of collapsing advertising revenue. Also cooling her heels outside the cabinet room is Penny Simmons, who was stripped of her disability portfolio but left with environment. Christopher Luxon says it has become clear in recent months there are significant challenges in the media sector, as well as major financial issues with programs run by the Ministry of Disabled People. He says it's important to have senior cabinet minister considering these issues. Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister Paul Goldsmith will add media and communications to his portfolios, and Social Development Minister Louisa Upston takes on the disability role. Climate Change and Revenue Minister Simon Watts moves into Cabinet. On other news, Māori historian Monte Suta says he's disappointed countries seem to have forgotten the harsh lessons from the two world wars. Dr. Suta will join Julian Wilcox to anchor Whakaata Māori's coverage of the Dawn service in Gisborne tomorrow, with Piata Melbourne covering the Auckland service. He says producing books on Māori participation on the First World War and 28 Māori Battalion C Company has taken decades out of his life and given him a deeper understanding of the personal costs of the veterans who served and their whānau. He'd like to think it can never happen again, but the sad reality is every year since 1945, there has been a war somewhere in the world.
The message I always take out of ANZAC is that there must be a better way to solve our grievances between countries, but we continually prove over the decades that we're willing to go back and fight again. We haven't learnt the lessons of the past.
The special live ANZAC broadcast will include mini features on whānau and significant memorials in Te Tairāwhiti. And finally, Maketu MasterChef winners Kārena and Casey Bird are bringing their award-winning Taiao Food of the Gods show to Tāmaki Makaurau. From May 16 to 26, they're taking over the kitchen at Te Mahurere Marae in Point Chevalier to produce the interactive six-course meal. Kārena Bird says courses are dedicated to Ngā Atua Māori.
So you'll get courses that are inspired by tangaroa, where you'll have crayfish on a toasted brioche with karing or butter sauce. We do ones based on tāne mahuta, tāwhiri mātia. So, there'll be crayfish, venison, shellfish, delicious desserts. So, it's storytelling and kai.
Tickets cost $189, with sales open to the public from 7 p.m. this evening. And that's your Wātea English News.